In the studio, I got Mike and Ben from Royal Blood. Welcome to Australia. Welcome to the studio.
We're here.
We made it.
You made it. How are you feeling besides trying to get the headphones on the hat there?
There we go.
We feel good. We're feeling alive.
Yeah. We've had a couple of days to get over the first gig.
So. Yeah, we've had a few days to settle in.
People said it was one of the biggest moshes they've seen at the corner for a little while, which is pretty nice.
Excellent.
Is that the end? That's the idea?
It's coming back, isn't it, the mosh pit?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I haven't seen him for a little while, and it's good to see a little bit of people getting a bit crazy.
Yeah, it's good fun. There was a bit of crowd surfing as well, wasn't there?
A little bit.
Yeah, saw a few legs fly up.
Almost got out of hand.
Wow. Almost, that's the thing, that's the operative word. You guys don't go into the crowd at any point? I mean, obviously you can't, Ben, but yeah.
I'm starting to dip in and out, aren't I?
Yeah.
I don't last very long, though. I get ripped to shreds.
What happens, being that you're sort of pretty much in charge of all the bass and the guitar and like the sound of the band, if that all happens? So it's up to you, Ben.
Yeah, it's drum solo time.
Yeah. And it was also good to see you, Ben, not wearing your pajamas, which I believe you wore to the airport the other day.
You got to travel comfy, you know.
So you're talking about on the airplane pajamas?
Yeah.
What sort of pajamas? Because at the moment you're looking excellent in a jacket. There's a little bit of bling. There's glasses. There's a hat. I'm guessing it's the opposite for pajamas.
Yeah, kind of. They were kind of like a. If you imagine 50 Cent wearing pajamas, they're a little bit
like that.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that, yeah.
For the whole flight?
Whole flight.
It's a whole day, isn't it? So
yeah.
You got to be comfy.
It would have been like the probably the most time you spent consecutively in pajamas for a while.
Yeah, well, you say that.
Now, you're in the country, again, I said you're here in 2012, you spent a little bit of time here, Mike, as well. Have you now ascertained what to do when you're in Australia?
Yeah, I didn't really spend much time playing music here. I was just more of a backpacking kind of holiday thing.
Yeah.
I guess once I came back, I'd worked on a few sounds,
mm-hmm.
the main sort of core of the bass sound that I used in the flat I was in at the time. And so when I came home, we were kind of ready to roll and we got things cooking.
It's a nice, like Ben, you picked Mike up from the airport and went straight to it pretty much.
We got straight to work, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday was over.
That's it. Well, the holiday is still happening here?
It's more of a quest now.
Hey, let us know if you are part of Royal Blood's quest, if you're going to be there, the Oxford Art Factory, tomorrow night or on Wednesday night, two shows.
Yeah.
Rad time. Send us a text, 0439 757 555. Here is Out of the Black with Triple J. Triple J, that is Royal Blood, Out of the Black. Royal Blood in the studio, Mike and Ben. Whilst that song was on, not listening to it and playing air drums and air guitar, playing darts.
Yeah, had a bit of a darts tournament.
And I got to say, Ben, you pretty much won.
I pretty much nailed it, didn't I?
I'm just putting the photo up on Instagram right now. Do you guys come from a darting sort of world?
No, but the darting world has definitely accepted our band on television in England, hasn't it,
Yeah,
Ben?
Apparently so.
How is it you get your music get used in dart tournaments?
Yeah, only when it hits the bullseye, though.
Your song gets used for bullseye.
No, I'm joking.
you would hope if your song gets used for like a less good shot because you get used more often then.
Yeah, just the triple 20. From the wrist kicking.
Well, anyway, Ben, the drummer of Royal Blood, currently the champion of the Triple J dartboard, which doesn't get used that much.
I did it with my eyes closed as well.
Well, that's not true.
No.
Tell you what, though, people are obviously stoked that you guys are in the country and making that big a noise just with two people. It's you guys and Mike. The drums, I said, Ben, Michael, you're just playing a bass guitar.
Yeah.
All of those sounds coming out of a bass guitar.
Yeah, just a four-string regular bass. Well, I play really small basses, actually, because I'm only 4 foot tall, so I need smaller basses.
And I'm guessing there's like delay pedals and frequency splitters and extra amplifiers set up and all those fancy cool things.
Yeah, I use like 3 amps when we play live and, you know, lots of distortion and fuzz pedals.
Can I ask how your fingers are playing those riffs on a bass guitar with bass guitar strings? What's the calluses
They're
like?
In pretty good nick.
Is there much
blood? I don't know what else to say about my fingers, really.
Is there much blood or anything?
No, he gets bloody fingers. from hitting them on the drums.
Yes.
Just to clear that one up.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Right. Good. Hey, we've got someone on the line who saw you guys not at the corner. Alex, you saw, you're from Fairlight. Where did you see the Royal Blood guys?
Yeah, I actually saw them at Origami Vinyl in LA. on my way home from Central America. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, doctor.
We're sorry about that gig. One of my amps broke, so it probably didn't sound as good as it could have.
Oh, no. It was really good acoustics in this tiny, tiny store, and it was packed, so I was out on the street with all the dads, and they're doing their daddy-daughter date. It was amazing, yeah.
Daddy-daughter date and people taking their daughters to see Royal Blood.
Yeah, look, it's fond memories of my dad taking me to the pub, so I think a gig is the next step up. For the hipster dad.
How long were you in LA for?
Literally like 10 hours. I was on a stopover. So I dragged my friend who we were staying with and I'm like, we have to go. So, yeah. And then I pretty much got dropped to the airport from the gig.
That's great. Wow.
Are you going to go to the gig, one of the gigs this week, Alex?
So I have a dilemma. When I met the boys, I didn't realize they were coming. So I was a bit out of the loop. Mm. And Tuesday, tomorrow night, sold out. And then Wednesday, there was still a few tickets, but I'm going on a date. So I need to see if I can convince my date to come or I just don't go on the date. That's my dilemma.
I mean,
what do you guys?
Is Royal Blood good date music?
We did play on Valentine's
Depends
Day.
Depends how well the date goes.
Yeah.
What was a Valentine's Day gig like?
It was good. There was a lot of single guys there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like looking for a date.
We gave them all roses.
Oh, that's lovely.
We treated them.
So I guess that's the option for you, Alex. You could take your date to the show. If that person doesn't want to go, well, there'd be a lot of single boys at the Royal Blood gig.
Well, that's a good point.
Is that an option?
Date with us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Date with rock and roll.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's on offer, I'll definitely.
All right, good.
I'll ditch the date for the boys.
Well, you make your choice. It's that's Wednesday, the Oxford Art Factory. Tomorrow night's entirely sold out, but there you go. There is an option.
Royal Blood.
Who also were on Jimmy Kimmel quite recently. That must have been quite fun.
Yeah, that was wicked. It was great.
Does it work like in a room like that, playing sort of balls out rock and roll in kind of a studio environment like that?
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because there's not actually that many people there, really. There's like probably 100 people in front of you, but and none of them really know who you are.
Yeah,
just sort
exactly.
Of clapping, looking at you. But I don't know. We just like playing wherever we are, really.
Yeah.
It was great.
Do they like hype up all the crowd to get them ready to go nuts the second your name gets said and all that sort
of
thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, I've got Royal Blood in the studio. We talked about how you guys kind of got together, after a plane trip and got back to a house. But you hadn't known each other for ages. And I believe there is this.
Hello.
What has Lionel Richie got to do with your past? And the music of Lionel Richie?
I see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
We spent probably the last 3 years before Royal Blood was formed playing a lot of Lionel Richie songs.
Mm. Where
did
we
did Easy Like Sunday Morning, didn't we? Yeah. What else did we do?
We did Dancing on the Ceiling. Yeah.
But no Hello.
No one really wants to hear that at the wedding unless it's a first dance, but even that I think is a bit weird, isn't it?
I suppose, because you're supposed to know them before you get married.
Yeah.
You're right. How long did you say 3 years of doing wedding songs? Playing wedding.
Yeah, it was around that. Yeah, I played keyboards. I didn't bring the bass rig.
Didn't bring the bass rig. Beautiful. So do you ever get to pull this sort of stuff out, any Lionel Richie out in a Royal Blood context?
The thing is, we don't, but we can do.
Oh, if situations arise.
That's it. Get us really drunk.
Well, people are coming up. The Wednesday gig's the last show that Royal Blood got tickets left for. The Tuesday night sold out. Matthew's texted, my girlfriend and I are booking a hotel for the Wednesday gig in anticipation of getting totally wrecked in the pit. There you go. Royal Blood for life. Someone else couldn't see you guys on Saturday night, so they're flying up from Melbourne. If there was a night that this would happen, it may well be Wednesday night.
We'll see.
All right. What else is going to be happening with Royal Blood? There's an EP. Is there an album ready to go? Ready to happen at some point?
Yeah, we've been working on the record since we started playing together. Really, in this way. So I guess it's been a year and a half of writing 3 or 4 songs at a time, and then going into the studio and recording them. And we've just been building up a collection of songs over that time. So we're in a position now where we kind of have a record ready, don't we? And we're just we've still got a few opportunities to go and record some more songs we've just written. So,
Is it always in the same studio?
Pretty much, yeah. Which is it's in Wales, called Rockfield Studios. It's very famous.
Yeah, is that like where Bohemian Rhapsody was done?
Right. Yeah, it was written and recorded there.
Did you get to play, being you were a keyboard player, did you get to play the piano that Bohemian Rhapsody was written on?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
Excuse the pun, but it sent a shiver down my spine.
Did you do the Fandango? Doesn't matter. Well, that's very exciting. All right.
Fandingo.
Fandingo stole my baby. Gentlemen, it's really nice having you guys back in the country. Of course, you're only playing Sydney and Melbourne. There's a few people in South Australia, in Perth, in Brisbane, asking when are the RB boys coming to Brisbane, says Dan, that sort of thing. Is there a plan at some point in the future to come back?
It's all part of a plan, yeah. We will be coming back to Australia. It's, you know, we're kind of pretty gutted that we're not making it to Brisbane and Adelaide and Perth. But we're just counting ourselves lucky that we have the time to come here in the first place, really.
So much going on with you guys. Like, you're back to America twice in the next couple of months because you've got the Pixies tour as well as the one that's straight after this as well.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous times.
It's busy times, but busy is good.
It's a big world.
Yeah, and not to mention the amount of dartboards all around the world that you guys are going to have to, you know, battle on.
Exactly.
Which is what these gentlemen do every time a song is playing. They're straight over to the dartboard. And there was some pretty good action there. Maybe next time we'll have an album and we'll have a proper dartboard for you.
There we go. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, Mike and Ben, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, man.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.